This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts.
Yoshihide Suga, the person almost certainly to succeed Shinzo Abe as Japan's prime minister, said Monday he wants to continue with the policies of his predecessor and push structural reforms while removing barriers between the bureaucracy. Suga made the comments in a speech soon after he was overwhelmingly voted in as the next leader of the ruling Liberal Democratic Party. The 71-year-old has said he will pursue Abe's key economic and foreign policies. Suga is virtually certain to be elected prime minister in a parliamentary vote Wednesday because of the LDP's majority in the lower house. He will serve out Abe's term as party leader through September 2021. Partial results Monday show the ruling United Russia Party secured landslide wins at weekend regional elections, but lost its majority in a Siberian city council contested by supporters of stricken Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny. Supporters of the opposition politician who is being treated in Berlin after suspected poisoning by a nerve agent made rare gains and won seats in some cities. But pro-Kremlin politicians backed by President Vladimir Putin won or were heading for landslide victories to serve as the governors of more than a dozen regions, according to the partial results. Belarus President Alexander Lukashenko meets with Russian President Vladimir Putin Monday in Russia. In their first meeting since protests erupted in Belarus, Lukashenko is expected to seek critical support for his regime from the Russian leader. Meanwhile, the United Nations Human Rights Council says it will hold an urgent debate on the violence in Belarus. At least 100,000 Belarusians took to the streets in the capital of Minsk Sunday in one of the biggest protests yet against President Lukashenko after he claimed victory in a disputed election last month that opponents say was rigged. This is VOA News.